Welcome to Dubs OT, your weekly Warriors podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring interviews with players, coaches, and media members.
Dubs OT is brought to you by TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, home of the 2020 PGA Championship. Enviro Heating and Air, serving all brands of HVAC systems in Sonoma County and Marin County. And Kane's Tire in San Rafael, the lowest prices in Marin for over 60 years. Now, here are your hosts, Ray Woodson and Joe Castellano.
Coming up, we'll talk about the Warriors' nine-game winning streak, including the win over the Wizards 126-118 in the upcoming Saturday night game in Boston against the Celtics. But first, we want to tell you about our favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. At TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, not only do you get to play where the pros play, but you also get to play where Warriors play, like Klay Thompson, who hosted a tournament at TPC Harding Park over the summer.
Thompson Family Foundation Golf Tournament. That was so much fun. Shout out to TPC Harding Park for hosting us. I played great too, so that always helps. Just a fun day on the course for a great cause.
Well, Ray, the Warriors have won nine games in a row, and they are doing it in unselfish fashion lately. They've had five straight games where they've had 30-plus assists, including the win over the Wizards on Thursday night. So this team playing very unselfish basketball, and this is a new twist, getting points in the paint, 70 points in the paint in that win over Washington. I'm not sure I saw that coming.
You can abuse some teams in the paint with DeMarcus Cousins. And, Washington was weak in their interior defense, so the Warriors exploited that. Steph Curry was getting to the hoop a lot. You know, they weren't falling so much from three, so they just went the next most efficient route and got close-in shots, and that's what you want, right? You either want layups or you want to make threes. You don't want deep twos if you can avoid it. So, that was a nice little change-up, I think, that from the Warriors' offense that shows with Cousins, if they're not falling from three, if they have a team, they have a matchup advantage at the five or anywhere along the front line, they can exploit that too. So that's a very scary proposition. That, you know, the sharing the ball part they were doing before Cousins got there, in winning nine in a row, they started looking like the Warriors wanted to look, the way we thought they could look as far as moving the basketball around and getting more assists and having those 30 assist games. And, you know, you wondered, what would Cousins bring to the mix? Well, you know, there have been some stumbles here and there, but by and large, it's worked out pretty well. And last night was a perfect example of why you love to have a guy like that, you know, because you're not going to have every game where the threes are falling. They've been falling a lot. Goodness knows, Klay Thompson has had a torrid month of January. But when they don't, you've got another option to go to. I always said that about the Laker teams of the 80s, that, you know, they got a lot of fast-break buckets with Magic leading the way, but when it got to the half-court set, James Worthy could score, Byron Scott could score, and, of course, Kareem could score. Different game now, obviously, but the point is being able to adjust and play different styles and different types of games, and the great teams do that well.
Yeah, I mean, it's really great to have that kind of versatility, and we're seeing that Boogie is blending in really well. I mean, I thought, you know, the first game he made those threes, and I think people got excited, but he didn't look like he was, I don't know, I don't want to say that he was in shape, but he's in shape, he's running up and down the floor, but he just didn't have much fluidity to him. Just seems like he's got a much more fluid game going now, especially when he pulled a spin move against the Wizards that kind of showed me that, hey, you know, now he's sort of feeling more comfortable, you know, dribbling, making some moves in the paint. And I just think he's going to be such a great asset, especially because he brings that nasty factor to the table in the paint, not just scoring, but the way he's rebounding. And he just gets under the skin of the opposing big men.
Well, yeah, or they get under his skin. Sometimes it works both ways. But you know, you got him and you got Draymond. There's a lot of fire on the court. I don't think they're going to be lacking for that. That's one thing you could always say about Cousins is, he played with a certain amount of passion, sometimes unbridled, and it would work to his disadvantage. But, you know, here he's certainly been on his best behavior. And now, with a chance to play after being off for a year, it's got to be refreshing and in a way, liberating for him. And he's grateful to be back on the floor. And, you know, he's a guy who, you know, he's not going to play up and down the court like a lot of players will, but that's going to be the big question. How does he keep up with the pace? To be to be expected in the first game. He's going to have some difficulties with that, but I think the more he plays, the better it's going to get.
Back with more Dubs OT right after this. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro Heating and Air contractors have a solid reputation for having thorough knowledge of residential heating and air conditioning systems, as well as commercial HVAC systems. For your free HVAC air conditioning and heater estimate, call Enviro today at 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. Here's what Warriors head coach Steve Kerr had to say after the win over the Wizards.
It's the best stretch that we've had all season and in a while, really. I'm not sure if we had a stretch like this last season either. But our guys are playing hard and competing well together. And DeMarcus is fitting right in. And we're just trying to get a little better every day.
Steph Curry talked to the media after the win over the Wizards, a game where he scored 38 points.
We're playing better. We talked about it a lot in the last, basically since Christmas. The things that we need to work on, the details that we need to focus on to start building momentum, and we've done that. I think we can continue to get better, play more complete 48 minutes and have a little bit more flow, but I like the direction we're headed and the spirit we have about what we're doing.
That's Steph Curry. Coming up, more Dubs OT right after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
You know, I talked about the unselfish factor, and I think Draymond Green has exemplified that in recent games. I mean, he's not scoring as much as he did in the past. He's never been a guy that they're going to count on to score a lot on this team, but he is passing the ball much better lately. It seems like he's able to distribute. His relationship, I think, with Kevin Durant has improved a lot, too. It just seems like they're getting along better, whether it be, you know, I don't know what's happening off the court, but on the court, he defers to Durant. He makes sure that he makes the play for Durant. And everybody's just kind of chipping in now. The passing has gotten so much better, and I think Draymond is a big reason for that. I don't know what's happened with him. It just seems like, you know, his attitude seems to be better, too, ever since Cousins joined the team. He was actually calming Boogie down in the last game, you know, trying to get him to not argue with the officials. So I think Draymond's probably playing his best basketball of the year. What do you think?
I think so. He doesn't need to score with this bunch now, so it takes a little bit of the load off, and he can do some of the other things he does so well, and that includes rebounding, play defense, and, you know, let's be honest, he hasn't played defense at the level he was, you know, when he was Defensive Player of the Year, but, you know, that was a pretty high level. And, you know, he's had some injuries too, but he's getting back to being that kind of guy. And what Steve Kerr likes is when he gets the rebound, he's pushing ball up the floor. He's serving as a point guard, and he's making the right pass. And sometimes the right pass is the simple pass just to get the ball moving and the offense going and find the open man. Goodness knows they're going to be open men. You know, I mean, that's going to be the whack-a-mole proposition for teams trying to defend the Warriors. And, you know, I think that, as far as Kevin Durant, the one thing you can say is it was a good thing that dust-up happened early in the season. And so as time has gone on, they figured out a way to make peace. And I heard the quote from Draymond that, you know, he wanted to be a friend of his for a long time to come. That, you know, whatever happens basketball-wise, they want to keep the relationship up. And he's also developed a very strong relationship with Cousins as well. They were on the 2016 Olympic team together, but I don't think they really got to know each other as well at that time. Well, they've definitely gotten to know each other in the past year or so and had, I'm sure, a lot of heart-to-heart talks as Cousins had a lot of time to think about a lot of stuff. And so their relationship is especially good right now. And, yeah, when Draymond is calming down Boogie, you know it's a different world now. I mean, Draymond's going to get his text. It's going to happen. You know that. And Boogie's going to get his as well. But I think the main thing is just to focus on what's happening on the floor, and things are going so well now, it's easy to have that focus there. You can say, hey, look, we got a good thing going here. We got 9 in a row. We're playing tremendous basketball. We're winning by an average of 17 points a game. Don't let yourself get distracted from that. And, of course, for Cousins, there's a lot more on the table, possibly in the offseason as well.
You know, I got to be honest, Ray. I'm a little surprised at how easily he's made the transition into this lineup. It just seems like it was pretty seamless. But also the fact that the Warriors made this concerted effort to get him involved. I mean, they've sort of changed their philosophy. Like you said, not as many threes. They're dumping the ball down in the paint to him. Why not? And they've got this versatility. But I just thought it would take a little longer for it to all come together. Are you a little surprised by that?
Well, a little bit. But, you know, they've been working together a lot in the last few months. They've been practicing a lot. He certainly knows the offense by now. It's just a matter of putting it in practice on the court. And I think two things with him, you got to keep him involved, of course. You know, player of his level who's been a focus on a couple of teams, you want to keep him involved. You want to make sure he gets his shots and things like that. But beyond that, it's just a matter of doing what needs to be done. Now, you mentioned the change in philosophy for the one game against Washington because they had a matchup advantage and they took advantage of that. But there are going to be other games where they're going to be shooting threes, and Cousins can do that as well. And so there will be times he'll be open for threes. I don't think that's what they need him for the most. They need him for rebounding, for a little bit of defense under the hoop, and for the half-court offense being able to get into the paint and score. He can do all those things, and he can shoot from range. But I think they've figured out a way to just keep him involved, keep him engaged. That's the main thing. And they want to make sure that, you know, that we're not taking him for granted, something like that. They know that they want him to know that they feel he's important to them. And, you know, listen, there are egos in this game. You want to massage egos, especially for all-star-level players. You got to do some of that. The Warriors, over the years, with the all-stars they've had, and it may be only two this year, but has been four in the past, and you could say five with Cousins, you got to make sure that everybody's happy. The nice thing about this team is, as far as four or five all-star teams go, the ego level is fairly low.
Dubs OT continues in just a moment. Dubs OT is brought to you in part by Enviro Heating and Air, licensed, experienced, and affordable HVAC contractors near you. Enviro's experienced team services all brands of HVAC systems in Petaluma, Santa Rosa, Sonoma County, and Marin County. Enviro's goal is to provide each family and business with the most energy-efficient heating and air conditioning system to fit their needs. Enviro is happy to provide a free estimate for your new energy-efficient HVAC system. Contact Enviro Heating and Air today to get an estimate and lower your monthly heating and air conditioning energy costs. Call 707-781-8383. That's 707-781-8383 for Enviro Heating and Air. One of those players that keeps it together without a big ego is Sean Livingston, and he has really reemerged, in my opinion, lately. He just is playing really good basketball against Washington. He was all over the place. I mean, he was wheeling and dealing. He made it this one behind the back pass that was spectacular. But he was just very calm, cool, collected, and confident. Like, I just didn't think he had that same confidence earlier this year with his shot. A lot of times it wasn't falling for him. He had to go through an injury for a little while there, but he seems to be finding his form. They really need him because he helps them so much off the bench. You know, they can definitely feel comfortable giving Curry a break when Livingston's playing like this.
Yeah. He was a little inconsistent early on this year, but I think they slow played him a little bit, as you want to do with veteran players. Same deal with Iguodala. You want to have them build up to playing their best basketball by the time the playoffs come around in a couple of months. Or I guess it'll be 3 months almost. But, yeah, he's really stepped it up. And, you know, there's not quite as much pressure on the second unit now to produce. And, listen, they're going to have nights where they are getting run off the court almost. It's going to happen with every bench unit. But I think that lately that's been a better part of the Warriors' overall performance as well. One of the reasons they've won 9 in a row. And the bench is deeper. Now that you have Cousins, you have them starting, and that changes the rotation and makes the bench a little bit deeper too. But, Livingston looks a lot more fresh, a lot more spry, and you just hope that continues for a veteran player all the way up to June.
Another guy off the bench that is becoming a really good contributor is Alphonso McKinney. And, you know, I think he's been inconsistent during this, you know, stint for him. He's trying to prove himself. You know, maybe he's sometimes trying too hard. But I'll tell you what, he's aggressive on the boards. You know, when he can get his shot, he has shown that he can make some of those threes. I mean, a little inconsistent. Every once in a while, he's like wildly off the mark. But I think he's definitely finding his way as far as just kind of meshing with his teammates. The Warriors continue to look for him. Even though he's missed some shots here and there, they continue to look for him, and I think he's building confidence.
Well, with players like Patrick McCaw gone, there's an opportunity for some minutes for a guy like McKinney. And they're going to do their best to make him feel welcome and wanted and somebody they trust in. And now that he's got the season-long contract, he can relax a little bit and kind of play his game. And, yeah, he's going to have ups and downs. There's no doubt about it. But he does have the ability to shoot from three. And you love his rebounding and his hops. Oh, my goodness. I mean, he's pretty good on the offensive board. So that's another angle, another role he can play on this team. You know, there was a time earlier in the season where it wasn't looking so good for him. But, you know, he bounced back from that a little bit. And maybe that's crossed a hurdle for him, cleared a hurdle, I should say. But mentally, he's, you know, a little more confident. Feels like now he belongs between that and the contract. Got off to a great start, remember. It was very impressive in a few games early on in the season. But, you know, with a player who's getting his first regular playing time on a world championship team, you start stumbling a little bit, and you wonder if you're hurting what's supposed to be a great show. There, you know, those doubts can crawl into your head, but it seems like he's gotten past that now.
You know, during this winning streak, Ray, there have been a couple of teams that were shorthanded. I mean, look at Washington didn't have John Wall. The Lakers didn't have LeBron James. Lonzo Ball wasn't playing. Rajon Rondo. You know, all those guys are out. So this is going to be a great matchup with a Celtics team coming up on Saturday night that some people are looking at as a preview to the finals. The Celtics are hot lately. They've won 5 in a row. They've won 10 in a row at home. So this matchup, you have to love it. It's a really good test for the Warriors to see, okay, you know, you've been hot. Now what are you going to do on the road against this Celtics team?
Yeah, Celtics team that's fifth in the East, but they're playing a lot better than that now. In fact, they got off to a 10-10 start. They're 20-8 since that point. And, you know, a few things have happened. They had some injuries early on, and, you know, Hayward wasn't that great coming back. But they started putting it together. They put, I think it was Smart in the starting lineup. That has helped them out as well. They're very good defensively. They're second in the league in opponents' field goal percentage. They're great at switching defense. So they're going to present a challenge to the Warriors. They have some athleticism with guys like Tatum and Jaylen Brown out of Cal. You know, they got the veteran in Horford and, of course, Kyrie Irving. And if you ask a lot of players in the Warriors, they would say that, yeah, this is one of the teams that we would expect to see in the finals if we come out of the West, as they expect to. And, you know, seeing Kyrie Irving again, that would be a tremendous series. And there's a lot of respect on the Warriors for Kyrie's game, I can tell you that. And just his will to win. And he called out his team a little bit early on this season. Kyrie Irving did. And they've responded. But, you know, you got to listen to a guy like that who led a team back from a 3-1 deficit to beat the Warriors, the only team during this run to do that, Cleveland in 2016. And I saw it. And, man, Kyrie was unguardable in that series. And there are times where he's just that. He's, you know, put him in the category of a Kobe Bryant that when he's on, there's not a whole lot you can do against him. So he's a challenge defensively. And the Celtics are pretty deep. They've got a good coach in Brad Stevens. They don't play the same style as the Warriors do. If they're able to slow it down just a little bit, you might see a greater dependence on Cousins once again tomorrow night, getting some points in the paint. But this is one of those games we were circling at the start of the month, right? So
yeah,
they took down Denver. You know, they beat the Clippers with DeMarcus Cousins coming back, and now this might be the game of the year so far against the Celtics. And although they're fifth in the East, they have a winning record against the teams ahead of them. I think it's 6-3. So this is a legit team to worry about. I think, you know, other teams in the East have got to worry about them as well.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a fun game to watch. I mean, speaking of dominating offensively, how about the run that James Harden is on now? He scored 61 the other day, and all of those points were unassisted. And then they start digging around. You know, the statisticians start looking, and the last five games, he has scored 260 points, which is ridiculous. I mean, that's averaging over 50 a game. And all of them have been unassisted. I don't know if that's good, though. Is that a good thing that all of your points are unassisted? What does that say about your team?
Well, it says you don't have a whole lot around you, and you might as well give it to James Harden because he can beat people one-on-one.
Yeah. Right?
We see that time and time and time again. But, maybe he's going to get a little help here pretty soon. But in the meantime, yeah, he's the show, and why not? We saw it a couple weeks ago, at Oracle Arena. When he's on, he's just unstoppable. And yeah, he gets a little help from the refs. And I'm not the biggest fan of some of the acting that he does. But again, he gets away with it, so why not continue to do it? But having said that, he's also a tremendous talent. Some of the drop steps he do include an extra step. we know that. We've seen it on the video.
Definitely.
But he's got range almost like Curry's now. And plus, he's able to get into the paint. He's able to drive because as far as matchups is concerned, he does have a physical advantage. If you look at him up close, he's 6'5", and he's barrel-chested. And he's got big shoulders, so he's not afraid of the contact. He's going to dish it out. He gets more calls than a lot of all-star players in the league. We all know that. But you build that reputation, and it's hard to unbuild it. It's hard to tear it down. So the interesting part in that game at Oracle is, I think the game before, he shot 20 free throws or more than that, and he shot about half as many, and still the Rockets came back and beat the Warriors and kicked it down the stretch that night. But when you have a guy like Harden, you're always going to have a puncher's chance in a game. Now, in a series, I don't know. But he's putting up Wilt Chamberlain-like numbers as far as the scoring in the last few weeks, and they've needed him to do that. But I don't know if he sustained this throughout a whole season.
Not sure if he could do that, yeah. To finish up, I want to talk
about it so far. Yeah. But, I don't know. I keep questioning him on that, and he keeps doing it.
Yeah, I saw something where the over-under on points for him against the Raptors, and they have Kawhi Leonard, was 45. I mean, can you imagine that?
Wow.
That's what the Vegas odds makers think, that 45 points is what he should be scoring?
Isn't that like some kind of record?
Probably is.
I don't know if they've had that back in the days when Chamberlain was playing, but that just shows you what an incredible tear he is on right now. I like to go back and look at the shooting percentage during that time. I don't think it's quite up to what Klay Thompson has been doing. Up to last night's game in Washington, he's been just at an incredible pace, both from three and from inside the paint. But, that was earlier on this year when Harden was going on a scoring streak and his shooting percentage was under 40. But he was, the classic volume scorer. I think he's been a lot more efficient of late, though.
Yeah, I wanted to finish up talking about Klay Thompson and the All-Star team, because you've got a guy who in the month of January has had a 43-point and a 44-point game. He had one game where he had 10 threes in a row to start out the game. That was in L.A. against the Lakers. And he may not be on the All-Star team, and you really would have to say it might be justified that he wouldn't be on there, because there's so many great names of guys that deserve to be on there in the West, and it's really kind of a toss-up. He had that slump earlier in the year shooting the ball, so maybe that hurts him, but going up against, guys like Doncic and Westbrook and Conley and all these names that are on there that you have to include in the All-Star team, it's going to make it pretty tough for Klay and for Draymond, of course.
Well, LeBron's making choices, right?
Yeah, he's going to pick his team, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's picking his team, though, he's picking his team based on what has already been selected as far as the players themselves, so.
The players themselves, yeah. So, I know that Klay has not had quite the overall season that he's had in the past, but, man, the last month, he's made a case, hasn't he? He's been as good as anybody.
Yeah.
Outside of James Harden. So I don't know if it happens this time around for him, but I heard him say the other day, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to get a little rest, hang out with Rocco for a few days. So, he's at that point of his career where he's not going to be crushed if he's not on the All-Star team. What is it, 4 straight years I think he's been there? So I think he's got bigger goals in mind, and you get to a point where you're in your late 20s, right, where the rest means a little bit more.
Well, Ray, look forward to this game on Saturday and talking about that next week, as well as the upcoming games. You know, Philadelphia is on the schedule next week as well at Oracle, which is going to be interesting. They're a good team. So look forward to that. Thanks a lot for talking today. I know you're in the middle of a move. You've been driving all over the place. So thanks for sitting down and chatting about the Warriors.
Well, if they paid me by the mile, I wouldn't have had to put down a down payment on the house. I tell you that. It's been incredible, but that's what happens when you move an entire house to another state. It's going slowly but surely. I actually got a chance to listen to a game or two on the road, so that made it kind of an easier drive. But, it should be fun here in the next week with Boston and Philadelphia, again, as we continue to get past games that we circle on the calendar. And that makes it fun, you know, in the dog days in winter and you know, trying to get to the All-Star break and get some rest, and then the finishing kick comes. And by that time, I think I'll be in my house.
Thanks for listening to the Dubs OT Warriors podcast. Join Joe Castellano and Ray Woodson again next week on thesportsvirus.com.